Thank you for joining us. My name is Adriana. How can I assist you today?
Hi, Adriana. My name is Mike Pennington. I'm calling on behalf of my son, Jesus Mora. He made a purchase through your website for a model car. Can I give you his account number so we can look at it?
Yes, please.
Okay. You want order number or customer number?
Customer number, please.
362-750-0001.
Okay. And can I have you to verify the mailing address, please?
Sure. It's 1304 Evergreen Avenue, Des Plaines, Illinois. 60016.
Okay, so I have here the account pulled up for the Nissan GTR. And what kind of questions or concerns did you have about this account?
Okay, so I'm going to start recording the phone call now, if that's okay with you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay, great, thank you. So going forward here with his orders, he's got multiple charges that extend for the past few months here, where he's getting charged over $50 for a shipment, $53. So this model car has 100 kits in it that was not noted on here. Like, it was hidden in your website. I had to just go through it to try to find it, to try to figure out why he's getting charged so much. So my question is, how come that's not disclosed properly?
It is disclosed properly. When you're on their website, if you click on the FAQs, it basically answers any question or common questions. How many shipments are in the collection? How many kits? How much are you going to be charged per kit? How much shipping handling is per issue? It is on the website as well as when you go all the way to the bottom. Well, when you go all the way to the end of the ordering page, it also breaks it down in there as well. And that is something that they have to agree to be able to get the first shipment.
Okay. And so going forward through your company, which obviously they don't have a lot of good reviews, seems like it's been a common practice that they're duping people like this. So how do we go about having his money refunded?
Okay. Well, I do see here that his account is canceled. He's able to send back the most recent shipment that was recently sent out for the month of January. If he would like to receive a refund for that one, but anything before January, we can no longer accept.
Okay. And his entire account is canceled, correct?
Yes, sir. From what I see here, that it was canceled on the 1st of January.
Okay. As long as it's canceled, I know that he's not going to get charged again. That would be fantastic. And, Adriana, can you transfer me to a supervisor? Do you have somebody that you can transfer me to?
Yes, sir. I can transfer you over to a supervisor. Just in case this is the last time that we're speaking, thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Please hold.
Thank you.